Hello, and welcome to the Sun Sign School of Astrology. My name's Israela Josie, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about a really planetary shift, great planetary shift that happens once every 84 years. Yes, you got it. I'm going to be speaking about Uranus, or Uranus, as some people may refer to him as, moving into the sign of Gemini. So, first and foremost, I think we need to take a look about what Uranus is about. What does this planet signify? Well, Uranus is a planet which represents groundbreaking, revolutionary, very eccentric. He can be quite erratic at times, but he's a planet that represents liberation. He's very detached. He's about breaking free. He's about doing things which are, which go against the status quo. Uranus is a planet which represents doing things different. We could say, in some cases, anti-traditional. That is how the planet Uranus works. That's how he manifests anywhere. Where Uranus is in your birth charts, for example, or anywhere Uranus is transiting, he tends to bring a breath of fresh air. He breaks down the old structure in order to initiate something new. He's very random. He's very unpredictable, very eccentric. However, very innovative. And this is one of the reasons why Uranus is connected with social sciences, technologies, these are the things that, things that are innovative, things that we find innovative in our societies throughout the world, all belong to the realm of Uranus. So he's a very, very remarkable planet indeed. He's kind of like the mad genius, the mad scientist, so to speak. That is how he tends to function. So he functions in a way that, like, oh, that's a bit odd. That's a bit peculiar. That's unusual. Those are the kind of things which we find when we are speaking about the planet Uranus. A very powerful planet indeed. Even physically, when we look at Uranus in the solar system, he's one of the only planets that seem to be spinning on his side. You see, so even astronomically and physically, we could even say that he's telling us or communicating to us how unusual and how different he is from the rest of the other planets. Now, this planet, the last time it was in the sign of Gemini, which he's about to move into, which is going to be on July the 7th, the last time he was there was in 1941. Now, depending where I'm assuming that most of us listening to this probably are maybe younger than that age, but I'm sure there are people who are also older than 84 who are listening to this as well. This was the time of the First World War. Sorry, Second World War. Excuse me there. This was the time of the, during the Second World War. The Second World War started in 1939 and finished in 1945. And it was in 1941 when the planet Uranus moved into Gemini, or was in Gemini the last time. Now, this can actually give us an indication of what we could expect. I'm not suggesting that there's going to be a world war, although at the current circumstances, it does seem like there are lots of wars that are going on, which could be well connected to that also as well. But he's going to be moving into the sign of Gemini. Now, what is Gemini about? Gemini is the zodiac sign ruled by the planet Mercury, and it's an air sign. It's a mutable sign, which means it's very changeable. It can adapt, it can multitask, it's free-flowing, it jumps from one thing to another. Gemini is the zodiac sign of communication, knowledge, information, data. This is what it's connected with. And we've got this planet, which Uranus, which is about groundbreaking, a breath of fresh air, doing things a new way, and he's going to be moving into this sign of Gemini. So what are some of the things that we can expect? And he's going to be in this sign for 7 years approximately. This is how long Uranus takes to be in one zodiac sign. So he's going to be there for 7 years. So what is it that we can expect in the next 7 years? Well, these are some of the things that we can be watching out for. We can be expecting to see groundbreaking, innovative inventions in technology, in any form of telecommunications, things like computer. We're definitely going to be seeing a huge leap in the development of things like AI, computer, data analysis, communications, any form of telecommunications, anything which is information literacy orientated. Here we're going to be seeing leaps and bounds, right? We're going to see changes in things like trade, because Gemini is also connected with trade, because it's ruled by the planet Mercury, which is connected with trade. So we'll see huge changes. And these are the things, this is why I said the last time Uranus was in the sign of Gemini in 1941, which was during the Second World War, we saw huge leaps and bounds in those things which I've just mentioned, especially in technology, because it was the war, right? So people had to learn how to communicate and how to develop ways of communicating so that they could, communicate with each other in various countries, and wars going on, and destruction going on all around the world. So we saw huge leaps and bounds in terms of computers, innovative telecommunications, phones. All of these things really grew, and so we're on the verge of where we are going to see these kind of things also again. Another place where we're going to see huge changes is in education and learning. Traditional school, because remember, the planet Uranus, he is, we could say, anti-traditional, right? So we may see changes in how education and learning takes a different turn. Maybe it becomes more, agile in some kind of way, maybe more flexible, maybe a different way of teaching, maybe a lot of micro learning. These are the kind of things which we are going to be finding. We're already seeing elements of that already within the educational system, especially since the COVID situation. More and more people are perhaps maybe learning online and things of that nature and micro. But here, when Uranus enters the sign of Gemini on the 7th of July, we're going to see more of it. Now, he is going to be in Gemini for a short period, because he's going to retrograde back, and then he will move back again into Gemini again in April of 2026. But nevertheless, he is going to initiate that start when he moves in on the 7th of July. Transportation, borders. This is another place where we're going to see huge changes, huge shifts. Now, borders, this is where also war again, as we saw again in the First and Second World War, but the Second World War in particular, because that's when Uranus was in Gemini the last time. We saw change within borders, right? Transportation, how people can travel, right? Because Gemini is connected with travel. So we're going to see huge changes in the way how we travel from one place to another, how we're crossing borders, whether it's by flight. Air, because planes go through the air, and Uranus is moving into an air sign. We're going to see huge changes in media and information, how it's being brought to us. We're going to see huge changes in things like social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of these things. We're going to see huge, changes definitely within them. So this is what it's about. So on a personal level, what I will say is that with the planet Uranus moving into Gemini, this gives us a new way of learning, of communicating. With Uranus in Gemini, it's telling us that we have to find new ways. The old system is perhaps needing to change, and we're needing to think in new ways in terms of how we communicate. This is what it's going to be about. It's also going to be letting us know how we need to look at our mental and perhaps even emotional balances also as well, in terms of how we are stimulated. These are the things that we could be witnessing with the planet Uranus in the sign of Gemini. So, great time, interesting time, a time where we're going to leap forward with great leaps and bounds in areas of information and data and communications and learning. It's going to be an exciting time because Uranus is an exciting planet and very explosive. So, let's get prepared for July the 7th to see this huge, big, wonderful, eccentric, unusual planet move into the sign of Gemini. And that's me in this session. Thank you very much.